Field kind of as Brock's day out there? How'd he do?
You know, I thought he did good. You know, we had our longest practice probably so far, and had a lot of competitive situations, especially late in practice, and I thought he pushed his group and made some plays there at the end. And but I saw a lot of that across the board. You know, we're down some players. I think we practiced for an hour and 15 minutes with six D linemen. So, you know, he's finding out a lot about our team and people, and that's what we're here for. That's what camp's for.
You watch Brock run your offense. What are you looking for, Gary?
Well, I mean, I just think you just want to see him run the team, you know, and, you know, he did. At the end of practice, he moved the football team. It's a growing process for him, but I think he's handling it really well. And, you know, being a guy who's done that job for a living, when the team gets thrown your way, you know, that's a lot on your plate, and you got to be able to handle it. And I think he's showing his teammates day in and day out that he's preparing to do that.
Coach, it's early, but you see Shane Ray making an impact early?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Shane had a good practice. He started slow early in practice. We got him going, and he made some plays late in practice. So we need him to show up and quick, and today was his day to be a starter. And, you know, so obviously we got two great ones right there, but he was brought here to be a big part of that. So he took a step in the right direction today.
Gary, when you say you want Brock to be better with his feet,
yeah, I just think he, yeah, you know, that's the way I teach. You know, you read with your feet, you know, you make decisions off of what your feet are doing. And so it's a little bit different than what he'd been doing. And I think when his feet are good, he plays good, he makes good decisions, he throws the ball more accurate. So he's buying into it. He's working hard at it. And I know he'll be able to move and make some plays and made a couple today. So, you know, good step. A lot of reps for him. That's what he needs.
Gary, I know you said that at the tackles that you're kind of rotating them around every day, but this is the third straight day Ryan Harris has been with the first team right tackle.
So you're saying I'm not doing what I told you I was going to do? No, there is a method to the madness. I'm not sure I can describe it to you, but we're trying. First off, I think the biggest thing, best answer I give you right now is that Michael is doing a really good job on the right side, and we want to continue to get him reps over there and looking at him. The other guys we feel like are pretty interchangeable. Michael's got to be too, but we're trying to settle him down a little bit and look at him a little more, okay?
Coach,
that's about it. Other than that, they're going to continue to rotate.
Coach, you wasn't out there today, but what have you seen from Luis Vasquez as far as leadership?
Luis, very strong, powerful man. He's been put into a leadership role with a very young group, and I think he's taken a lot of pride in that, and Lou's a good example, and I'm going to keep him fresh, but I think he's doing a good job.
Gary, you put him in pads, the full thing for the first time. How does that kind of change the...
You know, I'd like them to, hopefully they'd answer you that it doesn't change, you know, whether we got the full on or what we practice hard, we practice the same way. We respect each other. We keep each other off the ground, try to keep each other healthy. That's what we're trying to preach all the time. So, but I think it's been good, and I like the fact that the later we practice today, we did practice better than we have the previous 2 days.
When you're in pads years ago, they were knocking each other around. It's a very different culture and attitude now.
Well, we're knocking each other around, but we're not going to cut each other. You know, we're not going to tackle and take each other to the ground. We do rep tackling every day somehow, some way. But, you know, we're going to do everything we can to learn to play on our feet. And just something I believe in. But we're going to practice physical, I can tell you that.
One last one from me. Gino, obviously a connection with you. What did you see in this guy say, I want to bring him in?
No, really what happened when Rick and I got there, Gino had started the year before. The organization had went and got Jeremy Zutop, and so they'd made a decision, you know, kind of to go in another direction. It wasn't something Gino had done or anything he'd done wrong, and we liked him as a player, and we thought he had a lot of reps under his belt, and we felt like he'd play good for us. He just didn't get an opportunity there last year. So, you know, when we were looking around last year, I brought the name up, but John and Matt went and did the work, and Tom, and they studied him, and just happy to have him. You know, I think he has a chance to help us out.
Gary, this is a new experience for Peyton to sit healthy. Was he in your ear at all today? Or
yeah, he was. We were standing beside each other one period, just kind of talking through things. But, you know, Jeff, I just think it's good. You know, I think it's good for him to watch what's going on, to give his body a break. And, you know, I just think it'll be good for him in the long haul. I know it's hard on him, and we all know that, but I think he understands why we're trying to do it.
Do you think you're going to have to keep sort of explaining?
I'll tell you what, to be honest with you, after we get about 2 weeks into this thing, you know, it kind of plays out to where they get their time off anyway. I think it's just right now when you're really getting a lot of reps and early in camp, and we got an off day coming Wednesday. We got another one Monday. So I got to, you know, I think if I plan it right, I'll be able to really keep him fresh with the off day and the day that I'm giving him.
How do you feel about the competition with the guard? What have you seen out of Max and Shelley?
Well, Max showed up to me today. You know, I'm going to go watch the film, and I'm sure there's a lot of us, but Max was a presence on the field today. We ran a lot of gap schemes in our teaching today, which is different for us, and he really showed up as a player. But, you know, let's remember, Max was a four-year starter at Florida. He played for like four different coordinators, played in a lot of big games. So this isn't too big for him, and I think he kind of shows that every day.